Gail Conway has the main business news.
Thanks, Cian. The latest figures from the CSO show that the unemployment rate in October rose to 5%, up from 4.2% the same month last year. It also revised the unemployment rate for September from 4.7% to 5.1%. To discuss how these small changes give us an idea of the health of our economy, I'm joined now by Dr. Eilish Kelly, Senior Research Officer in the Economic Analysis Division of the ESRI. Eilish, the 5% unemployment rate, does it give it a mixed picture of employment due to the low rate of employment, but it is creeping up slowly?
Yes, this is true. It is a gradual increase, and I suppose there are other indicators that would support a slight softening in the labour market. So, as you mentioned, there, our unemployment rate has been quite low up until about July of this year, and now it's up averaging about 5% for the last few months. Supporting this would be that we're also seeing that the employment rate is slowing. There are still over 2.8 million people employed in the economy, but the rate of employment growth is slowing. Wages is also growing at a slower rate. And we know in terms of work permits that the work permits outside the public sector, there's a slowdown there as well. So whether or not it's a temporary situation or whether this is a permanent trajectory, we're not able to say at this stage. It's too early yet. Nevertheless, our labour market, in terms of what's happening in the broader economy, is always important to keep an eye on. So it is important to keep an eye on all those indicators to see what's going to happen over the next few months.
So according to these figures, we're seeing a rise in youth unemployment. What does this mean? Why is it rising? Are graduates struggling to find work?
So I suppose the first key point to note there is that that increase, it has been quite small. It's gone from 13.3 to 13.4. But if you do look at the most recent labour force survey, which is where our official measure of unemployment comes from, we are seeing again that there has been a rise in youth unemployment between quarter two 2024 and quarter two 2025, which is when we have the most recent data available for. When you break that down by age, so that measure of youth unemployment is 15 to 24, but it's actually the 15 to 19 year olds which you've seen the largest increase in unemployment among the 20 to 24 year olds over that time period, that yearly period, it has actually fallen. So it's the more younger group, the 15 to 19 year olds, where we're seeing the largest increase. It's gone up from about 17% to 22%. So that is quite a rise. And again, it would be a worrying trend, because when you look at that age profile, the chances are they've lower levels of education and attainment. They're more likely to be employed in temporary type contracts, and also are more vulnerable sectors that are often the first to see let people go when the economy does take a turn.
Now, staying with young people, another report out this week, The Future 40, shows Ireland will face a surge in its older population and falling tax revenues by 2065. So how will this bigger burden impact on young people?
Yeah, I suppose that's a difficult one to call. All we do know, as you mentioned there, we know what the forecasts are. We have an ageing population. Obviously, then, as our younger people are growing, they're going to be the ones that are going to be contributing towards, I suppose, pensions. There'll be a higher tax burden, so on and so forth, and all those are outlined in the report, particularly the projections report, demographic projections report that was published in September. I think the key point there is the role that migration is going to play. But we're not the only country that's going to be competing for workers, so I suppose the key thing for our economy and for our government and policymakers is to maybe ensure that Ireland continues to be an attractive place for people to come and live, and therefore addressing some of the current bottlenecks around housing, cost of living. They need to be, I suppose, addressed to ensure that people will want to come here in the future to support our labour force and ensure that we have enough people here to help address some of the issues that when we don't have a population ourselves to be able to address.
Okay, Dr. Eilish Kelly, Senior Research Officer in the Economic Analysis Division of the ESRI, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. I'll have more business in the next hour.